セリア主の皆を賛美します。本日は証しをします。花咲健と申します。どうぞよろしくお願いします。
May the name of the Lord God be praised. His name is Ken Hanasaki, and he is going to share a testimony today as an offering of praise to our God.
こうして礼拝の中で明かしする機会が与えられて心から感謝します。
I'm so thankful for being invited to give this opportunity to be able to share a testimony with all of you.
僕のことを知らない方も聞いておられると思いますので、まず簡単に自己紹介と、またどのようにしてクリスチャンに導かれたということをお話ししようと思います。
Some of you may not know me well or may not have heard much about my life story, so I would like to start by briefly introducing myselfAnd sharing how I was led to become a disciple of Jesus.
また昨年10月に結婚という大きな人生の変化があり、またその中で受けた恵みについてシェアしたいと思います。
Then I would like to share a little bit about a major change in my life when I was married last October and how that has been an incredible blessing.
僕は大阪府出身で、兄と兄弟の3人兄弟で育ちました。
I was born in Osaka, the second of three sons.
ビジネスマンをしていた父の仕事の都合で引っ越しが非常に多い家庭で育ちました。
With my father's work, we moved a lot as I was growing up.
生まれは大阪なんですけれども、14歳になるまでの間に大阪、岡山、広島、千葉、アメリカ、イギリス、タイに住みました。
Though I was born in Osaka, by the time I was 14, we had already lived in Osaka, Okayama, Hiroshima, Chiba, America, England, and Thailand.
15歳からは約12年間、アメリカのニュージャージー州に住みました。
Then at age 15, we moved to New Jersey in the northeastern U.S., and we lived there for about 12 years.
僕の家族はもともとクリスチャンではなく、教会とは無縁の生活を送っていました。
My family was not originally a Christian family, and we had no exposure or connection to church at all.
ですが、アメリカに初めて引っ越した時に、兄のクラスメートに一人日本人の女の子がいて、その子の家族が、教会に通っており、その子の家族が教会の野外礼拝とバーベキューに来ないって誘ってくれました。そのことがきっかけで初めて家族で教会に行きました。
When we first moved to America, my older brother had a classmate who was also Japanese, and their family were a part of a church. They invited us to join an outdoor barbecue that their church was doing together, and that was how we first encountered church.
それから、毎週日曜日ではなくて、イースターやクリスマスなどのイベントの時には、ちょくちょく教会に行くようにはなりました。
After that, we still didn't go every week, but we were invited and we decided to join events at Easter and Christmas.
アメリカに3年間住んだ後に次はイギリスに引っ越しました。
And then we moved to England after living in the States for 3 years.
イギリスでは近所に日本語教会がなく、またクリスチャンでもなかった私たち家族は、自然と教会に行くことはありませんでした。
In England, there was no church family who had worship and studies in Japanese, like in New Jersey. And since we were not Christian and we didn't have any connections, we didn't have any contact with the church community at the beginning of our time there.
ですが、イギリスに引っ越してから1年が経った時に、私たちが住んでいた町に日本から牧師先生が来て、教会を始めるというニュースを知りました。
But after living there in England for a year,We heard news of a Japanese pastor who was coming to the town where we lived and who was planning to plant a church in our town.
アメリカで礼拝に参加して、また教会に対して良いイメージを持っていたせいか、家族でじゃあ一回行ってみようということになりました。
Probably because we had had a good impression and experience worshiping with the church in America, we decided to go and see as a family and join their time of worship just this one time.
その教会に集う人たちがみんなすごい本当にいい人たち で家族で毎週教会に通うようになりました。で気がついたら家族全員で牧師先生と一緒に聖書の学びを始めていました。
The people who were part of that church family were really kind and upstanding people So we continued to join them in worship every week. And before long, we realized that every single one of our family were studying the Bible with the pastor of that church.
そして2003年4月20日のイースターの礼拝の時ですね、僕と兄と母が受洗し、その3ヶ月後にタイで父と弟が受洗し、家族全員クリスチャンとなりました。
Then on April 20th, 2003, my mother, my older brother and I were all baptized, followed 3 months later by my father and my younger brother in Thailand after we had moved there. My whole family surrendered their lives to Jesus Lordship.
僕は当時11歳だったんですけれども、まあ、その牧師先生のメッセージを聞いたりとか、またその教会の人たちと交わる中で、イエス様が僕のことを本当に愛してくださっている、また僕のために十字架にかかって死なれたということが本当に分かりました。
I was only 11 at the time.But even so, through listening intently to the pastor's messages and lessons, and through fellowship with the church family, I knew and was confident that Jesus loves me, and that he died on the cross for me.
そして、この神様は良い神様なんだ。この神様を信じていきたいと思って、イエス様は私の救い主だとはっきり信じ、告白することができました。
And I was convinced thatThis God is truly good. And that I wanted to believe and live for this God. So I clearly confessed my need and my desire for Jesus to be my master and savior.
僕はこのようにしてクリスチャンへと導かれ、今日までクリスチャンとして歩みを行ってくることができました。まあ、これが僕の簡単な自己紹介。
This is how I have become a follower of Jesus and have continued to live as such even up until today. And this serves as a simple introduction to you about me.
これですね、今回の証しをするにあたって、まあ、どのような証しをしようかと考えて、また祈る中で与えられたテーマが結婚についてです。
As I was praying about what to share in my testimony today with you, I was led through prayer by God.To share about marriage.
僕は昨年の10月に神様の恵みと導きによりこの教会に通うおこき愛さんと結婚しました。
Last year in October, through the grace and the guidance of God, I married Ai Otoki, who is a part of this church family.
この証で僕と愛さんが結婚に至るまでにどのような道を通ってきたのか。また結婚して神様がどのような恵みをくださったのかシェアしたいと思います。
So today I would like to share about what led up to our marriage and how we have received God's blessings through our marriage since that time.
まずですね、一般的に、まあ、結婚の理由についてちょっと自分で調べたんですけれども、まあ、その中で出てきたのが、まあ、相手のことが好きだから、また幸せにしてくれそう、まあ、経済的に安定するから、また顔がかっこいい、かわいい、きれいなどという理由が結構一般的には多いです。
So when I looked up some of the reasons and purposes to marry online, I found several reasons, including the following: because you like your partner, because you think they'll make you happy.Because there will, might be greater financial stability, because you think your partner is attractive.
また他にはですね、まあ、結婚の適齢期だからとか、まあ、社会的に認められたい、また周りからそろそろ結婚しなさいよというふうに言われたとかという理由もありました。
Another reason that I found was being in the right age range and wanting to be approved of socially by others.And also receiving social pressure to marry soon by those who are in close proximity to us.
その僕と愛さんが結婚前に行ったことの一つは、聖書をベースにした結婚についての学びです。
But one of the things that愛さん and I prioritized before our marriage, though, was to learn about the reasons and the purposes of marriage from a biblical foundation.Biblical understanding and a biblical worldview.
聖書が教える結婚とはどういうものなのかという の、 あの聖書を見て調べたときに、マルコの福音書10章6から9節にこのように書かれています。しかし創造の初めから神は人を男と女に作られたのです。それゆえ人はその父と母を離れ二人は一体となるのです。それでもはや二人ではなく一人なのです。こういうわけで人は神が結び合わせたものを引き離してはなりませんと書かれています。
One passage in scripture that teaches the biblical understanding of marriage is Mark chapter 10 verses 6 through 9 which says this: Truly God created humans, male and female, in the beginning. As it is written in the Hebrew scriptures, For this reason, a man will leave his father and a mother to marry his wife, and the two of them will become one flesh and blood. So they are no longer two people, but one. What God has joined together in this way, no one may sever.
これはあの結婚観がまあ重要視する、まあ、一般的にはそのお金持ちだからとか、まあ、立派な仕事についてなど の、まあ、その物質的やまた環境的なものについては、まあ、一切書かれていなくて、父母を離れて二人は一体となる、また神が結び合わせた二人かということが重要だと聖書は教えています。
In the passage we find nothing that is in this world's view and understanding of marriageThat they would say is most important, such as materialistic or situational values, being wealthy, having a good job. Rather, this scripture teaches that the greatest importance is stepping out from the headship and household of one's own parents, and that God, it's God who binds together two people into oneness in mind, heart, body, and spirit.
僕たちはお付き合いを始める段階から、まあ、この関係は神様の御心かどうかということを真剣に祈り求めました。
From the very beginning of our dating relationship, we both dedicated ourselves to prayer to discern whether or not this relationship was the will of God.、
まあ、この部分において提案があるとですね、まあ、多少の困難は
If there is peace and confidence in this, then it is possible to overcome any challenge that will be faced together.
また、父母を離れて二人は一体となると書かれています。
This passage also said, leave father and mother, and the two of them will become one flesh and blood. Or rather, stepping out from the headship and the household of one's own parents, and binding together two people in oneness,In mind, heart, body, and spirit.
人間は不完全で、また人間の力で愛しますと愛を誓っても、それを永遠に続けることは不可能です。
Because of our human imperfection, it is not possible to pledge and to demonstrate our love eternally by our own human power and love.
じゃあどうすれば二人は一体となることができるんでしょうか?
So then,How can two people become one?
本当に愛するということは、その人の良いところも、また欠点も含めて、すべて愛するということです。
To truly love another is to make the decision to love that person in entirety, including both what's good about them and in the midst of their weakness, the entire being.
それは皆さんもお分かりの通り、人間の力だけでは絶対に不可能で、イエス様の愛なしにはありえません。
And I think all of you know that it is impossible by our own human power to do that without the love of Jesus.
イエス様が僕たちの罪を背負い、十字架で死なれ、またその愛を受け取り、自分の足りなさに気づいたからこそ、相手の欠点も含めて受け入れて、
By taking our sins upon himself and carrying them to the cross in his death, Jesus demonstrates and offers his most perfect love for us. A love that covers our imperfections and both empowers and enables us to love one another and likewise cover over each other's weaknesses and imperfection with grace.
その関係を通してイエス様を通してこそ本当の意味で人を愛することができるということを知りました。
So I have really learned through this relationship with my wife and believe that it is truly only through Jesus that I can truly and wholly love another.
結婚に至るまでに様々な困難がありましたが、神様が導いてくださっているという強い確信があったためにお互いの良いところも欠点もよく見つめて二人は一体となるというプロセスを歩んでいくことができました。
We have had many challenges and struggles leading up to our marriage, but through our unwavering confidence, our confidence in and our commitment to God's guidance, we were able to honestly realize and look at each other's good points and weaknesses and walk through the processof two people becoming one in each and every way.
そうですね。結婚式を行う目的についても二人でたくさん話し合いました。
Then Isan and I began to talk about the purposes for having a wedding ceremony and celebration.
まあ一般的に、まあ、結婚式といえば、まあ、どういったドレス、まあ、どんなドレスを着たいとか、まあ、どんな演出をしようかとか、またどんな料理を食べようかなっていう、まあそういったことに本当にたくさんのお金と時間を使うと思うんですね。
Usually when people think about weddings, we think about what dress or what suit we'll wear, what kind of music we'll play at the wedding, what kind of food we should serve at the reception, and so on. And most people spend a lot of time, focus, effort,and money on these kinds of discussions and decisions, thinking that that's what a wedding is all about.
ですが、まあ、僕たちは、まあ、結婚式をただするだけじゃなくて、きちんと目的を持って行いたいと考えて、まあ、その式場を探す前に、まあ、結婚やまた結婚式の目的、まあ、それらのテーマについてとことん話し合う時間を持ちました。
However,We didn't want to just have a ceremony and a reception just to do it, but to make it a top priority to dedicate time to have a clear understanding and a clear purpose of what we were doing and why, and to decide about that purpose and the theme and the goal of both our wedding and our marriage before we decided when and where and all the details of what we would do.
僕らがたどり着いた結婚式の目的は、本当の愛と結婚の意味について伝道する。
We arrived at the understanding and agreement that the purpose of our marriage and our wedding was to be a testimony of the meaning of true love and to share the gospel through it.
参列してくださる一人一人が、聖書の教える本当の愛や結婚について考えるきっかけになってほしいと願い、結婚式でのメッセージ、証、祈り、賛美を、たくさん盛り込んで、また披露宴のプログラム一つ一つを、祈りつつ、またテーマに沿って準備してきました。
Our hope and our prayer was that through our celebration and our ceremony, it would provide a chance for every single person who gathered with us to think about the biblical teaching and understanding of true love and of marriage.Through a multitude of ways, in the message, in the testimonies, prayers, songs, and all of the events at the reception. With this hope and with this prayer, we carefully selected and prepared the theme and program.
またもう一つの目的は、今までの人生で出会ってきた大切な人たちの前で誓い、結婚生活の第一歩を歩み出すということです。
There was one other major purpose we determined, and that was, as a first step into our married life, we wanted to make this covenant relationship before God, surrounded by all of the people who had played a significant part and an impact in our lives up until this point.
このように、公の場で誓い、また結婚生活をスタートさせるのと、結婚式を行わないで、まあ、なんとなく結婚生活をスタートさせるのでは、大きな違いがあるのではないかと、私たちは考えました。
We really felt like this was the major difference, that this is the major difference between the blessing of starting a life of marriage by making a covenant surrounded by community versus just privately filling out some paperwork and beginning to live together as a start to a marriage.
結婚式は昨年の10月22日に行われ、僕たちはたくさんの人たちに祝福され、大きな決心とまた覚悟を持ってスタートすることができました。
So our wedding ceremony and reception was held on October 22nd, and we were so richly and deeply blessed by many beloved people who affirmed our covenant and helped prepare us to step into the adventure of a life of marriage beginning on that day.
次に僕らがどのような家庭のビジョンを持って結婚生活をスタートしたかということをシェアしたいと思います。
Then I would also like to share about the vision that Isan and I have for the kind of home and family we seek to create.
僕たちは神様を中心とした人々を癒していくクリスチャンホームを築いていきたいと思っています。
We want to build a Christian home that brings healing to those through living lives centered upon God.
僕らはお互いの家族がクリスチャンで、クリスチャンホームがどういうものかというのを体験して育ってきました。
Both of us are from Christian families and have first-hand experience through our own upbringing of what it means to be a Christian home.
たくさんの人を招き、また交わる中で、訪問した人たちが笑顔になり、また心が癒されていく姿をたくさん見てきました。
We have witnessed an experience through our own families about welcoming many people into our homes.That through their visit and our time of heartfelt fellowship, God worked to bring joyful faces and hearts that are healed.
また、世の中の利益ではなくて、神様の御心を益とする姿をお互い体験してきました。
Additionally, we could experience the deeper impact and life change that comes from the benefits of living out the will of God as opposed to what the world values, prioritizes, and seeks after.
このようなお互いの両親の姿を見ながら、いつかこのようなクリスチャンホームを作りたいと思うようになり、僕たち夫婦のビジョンとなりました。
Through the example set by our own parents, both of us thought, someday we want to build a Christian family and home. And that became our shared vision as a married couple.
僕の家族はもともとクリスチャンではありませんでしたが、クリスチャンになる前とクリスチャンになった後の家庭の両方を経験しているため、クリスチャンホームを作ることの大切さをより一層感じました。
My own family wasn't originally a Christian family, so I've experienced the clear difference both before and after my whole family came to Christ, and I felt the incredible importance even more for why we need to create a Christian family.
互いの両親がしてきたように、家庭を通して人々が癒されて変えられていく。
Like our parents have done, we want to bring healing and change through our home and through our family.
そして家庭が変えられると、学校、職場、社会、そして世界が癒されていく。
And when homes and families are changed, schools, workplaces, society,And even the world receives healing.
このように家庭が癒され変えられるとき、今日の御言葉にあります詩篇67編3節と5節にある国々の民があなたを褒めたたえ、国々の民がこぞってあなたを褒めたたえますようにというこの姿がこの地上この世界に現れるのではないでしょうか。
When homes and families are healed and changed in this way, I think it is shown to the world what our worship passage in the lectionary speaks of today that was read before my testimony. Psalm 67, verses 3 to 5. May all people live to praise you, our true God. May all come to praise you. May all nations celebrate together, singing joy-filled songs of praise to you.May the people praise you with their whole hearts, O God. May every man, woman, and child on the earth praise you.
日本、また世界のリバイバルは私たち、またそれぞれの家庭から始まると信じます。
I believe that revival in Japan and in the world begins with us by starting in our homes and in our families.
また今日、この場にいる一人一人、またオンラインで礼拝されている方々が、それぞれ使わされている場所でイエス様の光を輝かせて生きることができますようにお祈りします。
And I pray that each and every person that is worshiping with us today, whether gathering here at the big building or joining us from online at home, can live by shining the light of Jesus in the places where we are sent. Our families, our circles of friends, our schools and our workplaces, our neighborhoods, in this city, in this prefecture, in this nation, and beyond in the world.
イエス様の光を持って歩むとき、周りにいる人たちが祝福され、問題が解決し、関係が癒されると信じます。
When we walk in the light of Jesus, we believe confidently and with faith and conviction that the people around us will be blessed, that problems will have resolution, and that relationships will be healed.
愛さんと結婚する前から神様はたくさんの恵みを与えてくださいました。その中で一番大きな恵みはですね、二人で神様を見上げながら日々生活できることです。
Even before marrying Aisan, I was blessed in so many ways by God. But the greatest blessing has definitely been the gift of sharing life as we seek to follow God together as a couple.
これまでは一人で信仰生活を守ってたんですけれども、それが2人になりました。
Until this past October, I had nurtured and lived my faith alone. But now, we do that together.
例えるなら、これまでは神様と僕の間に一本の線がありましたが、ここに愛さんが加わって、線が増えて三角形となりました。二人で同じ神様を見上げて歩むことができるようになりました。
To create an image as an example, until now there was just one single line between God and me. But now, I has joined that relationship and it increases by two lines. So, it creates a triangle.That we can look up to the same God together and walk hand in hand together towards God.
感謝のことにお互いクリスチャンなので、本当に祈り合い、御言葉をシェアし、支え合うことができています。
Since we are both disciples of Jesus, we can pray for one another, we can share words of scripture, and provide strength, support, and encouragement for each other in every way.
また何かを決めるとき、自分たちの思いだけではなく、神様の御心を求め、二人で祈り、信仰に基づいた決断をすることができます。
Also, when we must make a decision, we don't only have to rely upon our own thoughts, opinions, and wisdom, but rather, we can seek the voice, the heart, and the will of God together in prayer, and make a decision in faith, knowing that God provides His wisdom and the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
通常何かを決断するときには、感情だったりとか、常識、損得、そういったものを基準に判断するんですね。
Usually when we make a decision, we make judgments based on our emotions, on common sense, and comparing gains and losses.
しかしクリスチャンは、たとえ常識的には愚かと思えることでも、それが神様の御心であれば、私たちの感情を超えた決断を二人で下すことができます。
However, even if a Christian seems foolish in the eyes of other people, if it is the will of God, as a couple, decisions can be made that go beyond and that are stronger than how we usually would decide.
二人でした初めての大きな決断の例を一つ挙げるとですね、2019年2月に私たちは婚約したんですけれども、これから結婚の準備を始めようというときに、僕はなんと仕事を辞め、婚約者を日本に残して、永住権を取り戻すためにアメリカへ渡る決断をしました。
To give an example of the first big decision that Aisan and I had to make together, we had gotten engaged in February 2019 and started preparing for the wedding and for our marriage.But then we also decided that I should quit my job here in Japan and that we should be separated for a time so that I could return to America for several months to try to keep my permanent residency status there.
この時、僕のアメリカの永住権はもうすでに失効していて、で普通に考えたら入国拒否されて、そのまま強制送還になる確率が非常に高い状態でした。
At that time, my permanent residency in the U.S. had technically already expired. And if we consider the normal progression, it was highly probable that I could have been denied entry.
まあ、もちろん、常識的に考えれば、ありえない決断をしていました。で、永住権を取り戻す可能性を、まあ、いろいろ調べたりする中で、あまりにも非現実的なことだったため、一度は僕たちも諦めました。
Of course, we made that decision that would have otherwise been impossible if just using common sense, while considering and investigating the possibility of regaining permanent residency, it seemed so completely unrealistic and impossible that we actually gave up on that possibility once together.
しかしですね、まあ、諦めたといった直後から、まあ、二人で祈る中で、まあ、神様が御言葉やまた他の人を通して、またその礼拝のメッセージなどを通して一歩踏み出しなさいというメッセージが本当に神様が次から次へと送られてきました。
But after giving up, we immediately prayed together and through the word of God in our prayer and through what was being preached in the messages through people of faith, God sent this message over and over and over again to us as a couple.Take the step of faith.
あまりにもそれが何回も何回もあったので、もう僕たちはもう本当にこれを神様からの御心だと受け取って、二人で平安を持って決断に至り、まあ、結果、奇跡的にアメリカに無事入国できて、また永住権を取り戻すことができました。
We received this wordas the will of God, because it just kept coming over and over and over again so clearly and so obviously to us. And so we made the decision together with a peace that passes all understanding. And as a result, in what seemed like a miracle, I was given permission not only to enter the U.S. again legally, but also to reinitiate my permanent residency status due to other circumstances.
まあ、通常ならこんな無茶は到底理解できないでしょう。でも神様に信頼して御心を行った時、本当に道が大きく開けたという瞬間でした。
Normally this would all seem so incredibly unreasonable and unexplainable, but by trusting and obeying the will of God, the way was opened to and for me and for us.
まあ、これはちょっとかなりずっ飛んだ例にはなってしまいましたが、まあ、この御心への一致、まあ、これがクリスチャンであることの最大の恵みだと思います。
So maybe this example seems perhaps a little bit extreme to some of you, but it does demonstrate the greatest blessing of being a disciple of Jesus when we have a unified commitment and purpose to seek, to know, and to do the will of God.
まあ、僕たちはまだ結婚して約10ヶ月なんですけれども、まあ、この結婚生活を通してより神様を信頼して歩むということを本当にお互いたくさん学び教えられました。
Now, even though we've only been married just about 10 months so far, we have already deepened our trust in God and our relationship walking together with God through our married life.
もちろん、結婚していてもしていなくても神様の御心に対する一致を持って決断し行動するということは変わりません。
Of course, whether you are married or you are single, it doesn't change your ability to choose to live in and to act upon God's will wholeheartedly.
僕たちの場合は、その結婚を通してそのより重要性と恵みを本当に実感しています。
In our experience through our marriage,We have realized even more so both the importance and the blessing of doing this and being able to do this together.
私たち人間は本当に弱い存在なので、時には神様から離れてしまうことがあるかもしれません。
Because of our humanity and our weakness, there are times where we are falling short of this commitment to live in God's will.
ですが、再び神様のもとに立ち返り、悔い改めを持って御言葉を受け入れて、まあ、大きな喜びと平安の中で御心を行うことを繰り返していく人生と、またそうでない人生では、僕たちは大きな差を生むと。
However, in these times, when we truly repent through listening to and receiving God's word through the Spirit and turn back to God, we clearly see and experience the gap between the tremendous joy and peace we have in living out the will of God as opposed to its absence when we choose not to do so in our daily life.
人生は決断の連続です。
Life is a series of decisions.
これからも人生のステージごとに決断の機会がたくさんあると思います。ですが、その一つ一つを二人ではなくて、神様と三人で決断をすることができる恵みに心から感謝しています。
And through the various stages of our lives and marriage, we will be faced with many decisions. So I'm deeply thankful that we don't have to make those decisions as two, but rather together with God as three.We can make those decisions together going forward.
今日この証を皆さんにシェアすることができて心から感謝します。すべての栄光は主のものです。ハレルヤ。
Thank you for letting me share this testimony and may this testimony, our marriage, our lives of worship, and all things be an offering bringing glory to our Lord God. Praise be to God.